T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Most people probably take their kidneys for granted.
There's so many people with kidney disease in the United States.
Susan Gail Abrahamson speaks from experience. She's had a kidney transplant, and now she's on a mission to find a donor to save her younger sister, Stacy Roberts, from Bergen County.
I'm not on dialysis yet, but that's coming in the near future, and I have a whole life ahead of me, so I want to have the best life I can, and a kidney transplant's the only way to move forward. It's a lot of work to get out there, and it's difficult. I'm not a very outward person telling my life story, so it's a little difficult for me, but I want in the end, you know, the ultimate is to get a transplant.
The kidney disease that afflicts these sisters has a genetic link, says Abrahamson.
My mom had polycystic kidney disease, and she was diagnosed when she was 48, I believe, and she wound up having a transplant at Brent Brigham in Boston. One of the first transplants done. And she had it for 13 years.
Abrahamson finally received her kidney after getting help from one of New York's top real estate entrepreneurs.
Because my boss, Barbara Corcoran, at the time, put out in her social media that I needed a kidney, and we had a large response. And one of the women was a match. She was 44 years old from New Hampshire, and she was willing to give me her kidney. So I was very lucky to get a live donor. Not a lot of people get live donors. The donor that gave to me, Julie Rubchnik, was amazing. She had very difficult times she was going through. Her husband divorced her and all these different things. And she was willing to give me a kidney because she felt that it would change her life as well as my life. And it was so wonderful. And she would tell you that 2 days after the surgery, she was out of the hospital, feeling very good. I was out in 4 days. People have the perception that it's very difficult operation and you have to be in the hospital for weeks and weeks, and you don't, not at all. So it's not that difficult a procedure at all.
Stacy Roberts knows it takes a special breed of person to offer up a kidney.
Somebody asked her, why would you do it? And Julie said, why not? You know, I can help somebody else.
Stacy Roberts is on a couple of waiting lists to receive a kidney from a deceased donor. That could take several years. Plus, it is much preferred to have a living donor.
50% chance of rejection with the cadaver and a 2% chance of rejection with a live donor.
If you're contemplating donating a kidney but you're on the fence, Susan Gail Abrahamson wants you to know.
There's no cost to the donor as far as the surgery, nothing. My insurance or the recipient's insurance covers everything for the donor. So I paid for all her air travel into the city when she had testing done. I paid for all of, you know, everything. And then my insurance paid for all of her surgery as well as mine.
Wow.
So it's not like they're going to have any kind of big debt at the end of this surgery.
Stacy Roberts is 53, a mother of two. She has a lot of living left to do. She has faith that someone will come forward.
I think there are good people. It's just finding them and bringing it to their awareness, because I don't think a lot of people look at donating an organ as something they think about every day. You know, it's not something very well advertised or, you know, out there like, that's a good thing. You know, it's not, you're not necessarily taking something away from yourself that's going to hurt you. You're helping somebody else, and you can still live a normal life after and help that person to get back on their feet. Please consider giving something of your own, giving a kidney. I am a young person with a family and need a kidney before I have to go on dialysis and, you know, live on dialysis for the rest of my life. It's not an easy decision, and I understand that, but I would hope that people could take it seriously and just think about helping others and not at the risk of hurting yourself, but rather, you know, just doing something heartfelt for somebody that could really use something.
In Bergen County, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.